This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I am KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as we're 4 days away from the Eagles' second matchup this season against the Washington Commanders, this at Northwest Field in Landover, Maryland. Merrill, thank you for getting up early. Let's talk about the coordinator press conferences and start with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, starting with a question that you asked him. Since this is the second time the Eagles are playing the Commanders and their rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, does Vic Fangio intend on switching things up to confuse Daniels?
He said not really. He said they'll make some adjustments. There may be something here and there, but you don't want to get away from the defense and the schemes that have worked so well. You don't want to put other things on the players' plates. They've played well. They have to do what they do best, and that's pretty much instilled.
It speaks for itself, considering they're the number one defense in football. Let's talk about some of the players on that defense. Slay, Merrill. Slay, you know, a veteran corner, tough guy, seems to get dinged up or injured just about every week. What is Fangio seeing in terms of Slay's play?
Well, he's played really, really well this year. He's very resilient. He does seem to get hurt every week. He comes out, and when he comes out, you know he's coming back. And he said he's tough. He's a veteran. He loves to play, and he is really having fun out there.
Now, going to a younger player, edge rusher Nolan Smith, second-year edge rusher out of Georgia. Last year didn't really do anything, kind of a slow start this season, has really picked it up lately. What is Fangio like from Nolan Smith?
Well, all year, from training camp on, he has said that Nolan Smith is getting better and better and better. Now, he's small for an edge rusher. He's 6'2", 238. Most of them are taller than that, and then the 250 or 260 range. He said, but he has him. Vic said he embraces what he is doing. He continually gets better. He has good speed, and he's a very, very good athlete. But Nolan Smith is making a mark. He seems to have a sack in every game.
Good stuff so far and lately from Nolan Smith, with obviously more games to go. Offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, the story from the offense last week was the emergence of the passing game. What can we expect, Merrill, from Kellen Moore's play calling going forward?
Basically, he says, and Nick Sirianni says, that what they do is what the defense presents them with. And Pittsburgh, as you know, came in figuring that their number one job was to stop Saquon Barkley. And while they did limit his yards, Jalen Hurts went through the air and he did a great job. In every respect, he has the injured finger on his left hand, but it didn't seem to hamper him at all. He was under center for sneaks, but it still didn't seem to limit what he wanted to do.
No, and you know what, Merrill? There was so much noise and drama leading up to the game against the Steelers, but the Eagles overcame that very well and kind of put it to rest.
Well, they did, and Nick Sirianni said about midweek that was in the past, that they talked about it. They dealt with it. They went back to practice, and everything was fine. This was a very, very together team.
It was. Let's close with some special teams talk from special teams coordinator Michael Clay, and we will begin with Jake Elliott because it was a bounce back week for Jake Elliott. He made a couple of kicks. What was Michael Clay's assessment of Elliott?
Well, merely that he was perfect. He's got great confidence. He struck the ball really, really well. He's not worried about Jake Elliott. That's been their MO ever since the season began. Jake Elliott missed a few kicks. He had one bad game, but they don't worry about Jake Elliott because he's one of the best kickers in football, and he's a very strong individual.
Braden Mann has had a really good season, their punter, but he did not have a good punt against the Steelers. He had a 29-yarder. Why did Michael Clay think that punt did not go well?
Well, he just kind of missed it. He hit it off the side of his foot, didn't catch the ball solidly. So the ball went high and came down with only a 29-yard punt. He said, but overall, he's been excellent. In fact, Braden Mann is one of the best punters in football. He averages 50 yards a punt. He's made clutch punts all season, and he's somebody you don't have to worry about.
And one more thing from the special teams. Britton Covey didn't play, so Cooper DeJean was back returning punts, and he's done a really nice job filling in for Covey, but he had that fumble. So what did Michael Clay think about that fumble from Cooper DeJean?
It happens. He was aggressive. He said they've gone over the points where he has to really secure that ball. But with Cooper DeJean, again, you're talking about a very confident young athlete. He says he's very, very mature for a rookie. And with Cooper DeJean, if you'll remember, the next time he had a punt returner, he had about a 22-yarder. He just gets more aggressive. So it's not something that he lets throw him.
And Merrill, we'll close with this. The annual question about the Washington Commanders' home stadium. It is now called Northwest Stadium, not FedEx Field anymore. Northwest Stadium. Do you anticipate Northwest Stadium being any better after the name change?
I don't care if they change the name to the Palace. It doesn't matter whether it's FedEx, whether it's Northwest. It could be Southwest for all I care. We look at it and we call it the dump.
I know it's one of your least favorite places to call a game. But nonetheless, you and Mike will still do a good job 4 days from now, and looking forward to that call. But before that, we have more previewing to do of this game, and that starts with Nick Sirianni's press conference later today. So we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Appreciate you getting up early. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.